Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
In sales, the relationship you build with your customer is much like dating. What you start with is something you can make even stronger with time, as long as you work on it. You know, it's an ongoing process. As Zig Ziglar wisely observed, you will get everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. Growth only happens when you dig deep and ask fundamental questions about the needs of your customer ahead of your own, while expanding your internal customer network to include all buyers and influencers and users of your product. Doing this communicates three powerful ideas to which all people respond positively: the ideas of being seen, understood, and valued. You know, my good friend Tim Welch, who's the managing director at Grand & Toy, recently shared with me his high, wide, and deep philosophy of customer relationship management. Year after year, he and his team consistently use this mindset to generate absolutely astonishing sales results. To build influence with his customers, Tim organizes his team so they can take action on two tracks simultaneously. The inside team works directly with the customer procurement staff, which for his line of work represents the direct buyer of his product, and his outside team works with the decision makers and management. With each track focusing on the unique needs of the customer, here's what his high, wide, and deep looks like. High: go as high as you possibly can inside the organization where you're connecting with relevant decision makers who can help solve a problem. Wide: connect with as many departments as you can possibly reach while staying tightly focused on your goals. Deep: foster multiple relationships at many levels within the customer's organization so that a complete 3D picture emerges about their specific needs. Using Tim's approach, let's look at achievable actions you can implement in your own business to build better relationships and get the profitable results you are looking for. And oh, by the way, section 4 of my book, Nonstop Sales Boom, discusses this in depth. Influence, not change. Relationship building isn't about trying to change someone's personality. Rather, you're influencing the dynamic of how you connect with someone as well as their buying choices. Empathy is key here. Knowing the buyer's operation better than the buyer themselves is the way to cement a deep relationship with someone, because they see that you're more interested in them than just pushing your product. You need to let them know you want to help them succeed in their business. Watch, measure, and connect. Keep your eye on your CRM to observe important changes within your customer's organization and buying behavior. Yes, you should have a CRM. Just as important, ensure you have more than a series of one-on-one contacts with a customer. Tim told me that with his product, it's rare to have just one decision maker, but in cases where it happens, it's crucial that everyone on the team has a relationship with that single individual. Have a consistent message. Now, this is not as easy as it sounds, because the more people that are involved in direct contact with your customer, the greater risk there is for contradictory messages. I know I have sat across the table from my colleagues and wanted to kick them under the table repeatedly for getting off message. If you're casting a wide net, spend time with your staff, your team, your colleagues, and everyone to make sure that you're delivering the same message to the same customer. Conduct sharing sessions. Take your best sales reps and sit them down with the rest of the team. Have them walk through what they found worked for them in terms of selling to the buyer. It's not often the big things, but the attention to little details that make a difference. Tim said to me, "I have reps who, when they visit the buyer, will take note of whether the buyer is buying any supplies from a competitor. If they are, they point out and say, 'Hey, you're supposed to be buying that from us.'" Leverage social media. On Tim's sales team, LinkedIn is an essential social networking tool. He starts by ensuring every team member has a solid profile complemented by a professional headshot photo. Then he doesn't put restrictions on how they can use their account. What he does do is encourage them to connect with others. He tells me that salespeople become connectors between different departments in his own company, and it becomes a network that's centered around the sales group. And remember, finally, honesty sells. And I really mean this because I even wrote a book on it. Promises made are promises kept. You have to be very upfront with what you can and cannot do for a buyer. If there's something you can't deliver, tell the customer you can't do it. Honesty is a value that your customers count on, and like all things, they thrive only when met with regular attention.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.